Aaron Rodgers practiced today in a limited fashion. We'll see how he is tomorrow, and we'll set a plan for him again tomorrow. Aaron still is not medically cleared, and that's really, I think it's important to stay in tune with that because, you know, the topic of is he playing in the game versus is he medically cleared, they're two totally different issues. So Aaron's obviously very important to our organization. He's the face of our franchise, and until he's medically cleared, just like any other player going through a significant injury, that's where the focus will be. But he practiced today in a limited fashion.
Could he be cleared as late as, say, Friday this week? Is that still?
Can't tell you. I'm just my interest is to see how he feels tomorrow after the work that he's done that was done today. Optimism for his health. Well, I'm very optimistic that he's going to get back to full strength, and when that time comes, I'm sure we'll let everybody know about it. But you know, I think that this whole process, and I clearly understand the importance of Aaron and to the team, to the NFL. But we got to make sure we do our due diligence and go through the process of getting him healthy.
You said cleared and playing are separate issues. So does that mean he could be
correct
cleared and still not play?
I'm not going to get in hypotheticals about the steps of everything goes on, but right now Aaron's in, he's going through rehab, which we're able to put players in a limited practice format so they can progress. And you know, once again, his health is the primary focus. Eddie Lacy, he'll be in the rehab process today, tomorrow, and be evaluated Friday. So it looks like he may practice. The projection is he may practice some on Friday.
With Treader, could he possibly help you this year, or are you just kind of want to get him some, you know, the extra 3-4 weeks of practice?
No, J.C. Treader's on our 53-man roster, so I mean he's competing to play on the 46-man roster. We don't carry people on the 53-man roster just to practice them. So he's done a good job. He looks good. Everybody was impressed with the progress he's made over the 3 weeks. And so, I mean, he's practicing, getting ready like everybody else.
If Lacy can't go, how prepared is Khalil Bell to take care of the offense?
I like Khalil Bell. He's done a good job in the short time that he's here. And excuse me, I'll wait till you finish. Yeah. All right. Khalil Bell's doing a hell of a job. So, I'm hopeful he'll be ready to play if needed. I like what I've seen. Sharp. He's done a good job with special teams. He's picked up the language fairly well. So, he's done a good job in a short time.
Mike, how did Tuesday go for Randall Cobb? You mentioned that.
Yeah, Randall's doing more. He's doing more in his rehab, so he's progressing. Looks good. So he's starting to bounce around. So he definitely took a step.
Playing Sunday though for him is not.
I'm sorry.
Him playing Sunday though, which is his early test spot.
Well, I mean, I don't have an announcement for you today. So he didn't practice today. He's still in the rehab. Same thing. He has not been medically cleared.
Mike, is there an end date on that designated to return?
Good question. I've never been through it, but you know, I'm just trusting the medical staff and frankly focusing on the 53 guys that we're getting ready and how we're going to go to 46.
Where would you need to see Matt Flynn improve this week? He is your starting quarterback.
Matt Flynn, I think really the way Matt played last week and the benefit of having a full week preparation, I think you saw him. He was comfortable. We had flow to our offense, rhythm to our offense that we really hadn't had consistently over the past month. So just to get comfortable with the plan. Every plan is different. Maybe do a couple more things that we have done since he left here that we've kind of gotten away from because he hasn't been, you know, he's not totally comfortable. So just trying to find that midpoint of doing things that we feel that we need to win on Sunday, but to make sure he's comfortable. Because at the end of the day, the quarterback has the ball in his hand, you know, every snap. So, that's what drives it for us.
What do you think of the Is the noise a factor on the road for running no huddle?
Well, I thought the no huddle started. The start of it was great. You know, the overall production, we did a lot of good things. I think we got out of it what we wanted to. But as far as doing it on the road, you know, it differs each and every place. Last time we were in that building, it was pretty loud. But, you know, I don't have a feel for being an opponent down there. So I've gotten some feedback. Obviously, it's a very large stadium. So that's all part of our plan.
With running the first-team offense and the game experience, do you see progress with Matt just making pre-snap adjustments, reading defenses?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, through for what, 75%? I mean, at the end of the day, we can shake this thing up all we want. I mean, it's important for the quarterback to manage the offense and complete footballs. I mean, that's the first two things that they have to do. The offense has to flow. You have to be able to get in and out of plays, keep us in clean plays, give other players opportunities, keep us out of bad, you know, bad looks. He accomplished that. You know, he threw for 75%. So, I mean, there's a lot to build off of coming out of the Atlanta game. How do I feel how Tony Romo's playing? I think Tony is definitely one of the top guys in the league for production standpoint. I mean, he does a lot at the line of scrimmage. You can see he has total command of the offense, makes all the throws, does a good job utilizing the receivers, really does a good job attacking the middle of the field with the instinct-type throws, the anticipation throws. I think he's having a heck of a year.
How do you feel about the depth of that inside linebacker with Jones and Jamari out?
Feeling good about Brad and Jamari. You know, their practices will be, you know, we'll be smart with them throughout the week. But our medical staff feels pretty confident in those two guys.
How do you feel that your offensive line played against Atlanta and how they dealt with some of the, you know, nagging injuries, whether it's Evan or
whoever? Well, offensive line, Dr. David did a heck of a job. He was sick all week, fought through that. Evan's battling a few things, but you know, we played well enough to win, and you know, we got a big challenge again this week, particularly on the road.
Mike, did Aaron tell you at all today whether he was in a lot of pain when he was practicing?
Say it again.
Did Aaron talk about whether he was in pain today?
I did talk to Aaron about that. No.
Could you see it?
I didn't think he was in pain today, from what I saw. But you know, that's really a question for him.
Mike, how severe was Miles White's injury with that knee?
Say it again.
How severe was Miles White's injury?
Well, I think Miles White's injury is definitely, you know, when you look at the timetable and where we're at on the season, so that's why the decision was made.
Mike, are you going to be able to get back to running like you were early in the year, or is that just not going to happen given the way defenses are playing now?
Well, you got to run the ball when you want to run the ball. I mean, that's the true test of a good run offense. So, I mean, you know, that's definitely the goal each and every week. But at the end of the day, yeah, there are other factors. We have some very good perimeter players. So just trying to find balance and ability to, you know, have as many completions and rushes. You know, a key statistic for us, we have a goal each week of completions plus rushing attempts that we look to attain. And when we're playing with that, I feel our offense is in a pretty good balance. So, that's just really the way we go about it.